Matthew, welcome. Matthew Jones, Olympus Legal. Thanks for taking a few minutes to join us here on the Morning Drive.
You're welcome. Good morning.
So here comes Jim Brown. Years ago, August of 2008, matter of fact, he sued EA Sports because, lo and behold, they asked Jim Brown, Hall of Famer, Cleveland Browns' iconic, legendary running back, can we use you in a throwback piece of part of our game? And he said, no. Can't do it. Guess what? They used him anyway. He found out about it. He sued them. So now, 8 years later, it comes time to pay up, and EA Sports pays their cover guys. In this case, is it Gronk this year? I think Gronk's on the cover. Their cover athlete, for endorsement purposes, gets less than $500,000. So that puts it in perspective. EA Sports just paid Jim Brown $600,000. Give me the idea here. First of all, why this takes so long, and I guess the theory being we'll just do what we want, and if people sue us, then we'll end up paying every once in a while.
Yeah, this is really a case study for perseverance in terms of legal claims. Like you said, this claim was brought back in 2008, and it's interesting because it was brought in federal court at the time, and what Jim Brown was alleging was that EA had used his name and his likeness, like you were saying, but that violated his trademark in his own name, and that it misled people into believing he endorsed the product.
Right.
What had happened was in 2009, the district court judge threw it out, saying, no, EA has a First Amendment right to use your name. It's an expressive work of art, and they have that First Amendment right to do that. He appealed that district court decision to the Court of Appeals, and the Court of Appeals in 2013 also agreed with the district court judge and threw out the claim. So then what happened is right after that, he filed a state court claim in Los Angeles in California.
Wow.
And that's the case that they actually settled. And instead of using the trademark claim, California has a state, it's called the right of publicity, which allows athletes and people in general, but it mostly applies to celebrities, to control their name, their likeness, for commercial purposes. And that was the claim they went forward on in the state court claim, and that's the claim that was ultimately settled a couple days ago.
That's amazing. I mean EA had to feel pretty good early on, and then you know, they went through a couple of huge decisions and won those, and then the Brown's attorneys figured that California has laws that protect celebrities from this kind of thing. And EA Sports doesn't appeal this. They go ahead and just wanted him to go away, right, at this point?
Yeah, what had happened was actually they had filed a motion to dismiss the case based on the First Amendment protection again, but the state court judge in Los Angeles denied their motion. So they had lost at least the initial motion in the district court. They were getting ready to appeal that, and it's my understanding they actually filed appeal documents to appeal that decision, and then decided to go ahead and settle.
Yeah, it's fascinating because it if you're not really paying attention, and Jim Brown, you know, getting on in years, but you know, fiercely protective of his own brand. He's not an easy guy. He doesn't just go do interviews. He doesn't do a lot of these kinds of things. So for him to be in this game when he said no, but he is a principled man, and he is going to fight you. And it's, like you said, it's about perseverance, because it was like, what, the fourth or fifth try when he finally got paid, and I'm sure it's not about the money.
No, it's not. I think it's about, you know, we talk a lot about athletes and their brand, and athletes, especially today, their brand goes beyond just the team they play for, and they spend a lot of time cultivating their image, their likeness, and how they're perceived in the public eye. So a lot of times it's not about the money, but it's how their image is being depicted to other people. And they want to control that, and rightfully so, given today's nature with cell phones and things of that sort. A brand can be destroyed fairly quickly, and it costs an athlete or celebrity a lot of money.
Right. So does I guess the settlement is that's it. And typically on these settlements, this is where it also gets interesting. Do both sides often sign an agreement to not talk about it, so there won't be any further damage? Like Brown wouldn't be able to go on and rip EA. Like, we'll pay you, but that's it, and like no more talk about it. Is that usually part of this these agreements?
Yeah, that usually is. They have a confidentiality
that's
clause.
It, yeah.
And a lot of times it prevents you from talking about it, even the amount of a settlement. That's why I'm actually very surprised that we know the amount. And I've seen a couple of articles with Jim Brown commenting on it, and he talks about how he set up kind of the game plan for future athletes. And there were some things that I saw him say that I thought, wow, I'm not sure if I'm EA Sports, I like him saying that. But, you know, I don't know the exact terms of the settlement and the confidentiality clause itself, but usually that's what is done, and typically they won't talk about it beyond that.
Right, and certainly if you're EA Sports, you know, the longer this goes, it's just bad publicity. You just don't want anything that looks like a lawsuit, looks like, you know, infringement. It looks like, you know, it's at some point, with legal fees alone, you're getting close to that number anyway, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I agree with that. And it's interesting because you talked about the NCAA lawsuit, and I'm wondering how much of a determining factor that was in the settlement with Jim Brown, because they've been spending quite a bit of money trying to settle some of these lawsuits. So it may have been in their best interest just to get this one done and not continue forward with it.
Yeah, exactly. This kind of publicity, although, you know, as long as you're winning these judgments, then, you know, you keep rolling. But once you lose one and the number's out there, you just don't want to continue to fight this. And it makes a lot of sense. I know you're sitting on, while I have you here, Matthew Jones with Olympus Legal. We're all kind of waiting for this en banc with Tom Brady to come. It's going to be any day now. We're right in the time, the end of the time they thought it would happen. I'm thinking it'll happen before the 4th of July weekend. But there's a lot. You talk about brands and names and how so many different plans will change based on this ruling. If they decide not to pick it up and they don't change the 4-game suspension, things change for the Patriots. They change for the teams the Patriots are playing those first 4 games. Plans change for Brady. So many things in the offing here. You have any thoughts about this? It's kind of like a last thought here before. It might be actually over. Imagine that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be. Even if they don't pick up the en banc, they don't grant that motion, I see Brady taking it to the Supreme Court. Like I said, I just think, given what's at stake, especially for his reputation, and he's been, kind of caught up into some controversy over the years just with the Patriots in general, and I think he's a principled man and wants to kind of clear his name as well.
Yeah, it's no doubt. His reputation has sort of been brought along with Goodell's stated mission to just uphold the rights and the powers of the commissioner. And I don't really believe the commissioner was out to crush Tom Brady. That would make no sense. But when Brady was part of the battle over the commissioner's powers, then he's just along for the ride. But it is interesting to see. And, you know, like I said, a lot of things will change. It'll be breaking news. It'll dominate the news cycle here in the next day or two. But we'll be on to that in another time. Tell me about what kinds of things are happening. I know going into a holiday weekend, you know, you have, I'm sure, holiday plans, but for Olympus Legal, you have an opportunity here to maybe talk to some people who may have questions, legal questions, as they head into a long weekend.
Yes, definitely. We are we're going to be around the rest of this week. We're going to take Monday off just to celebrate the 4th of July weekend, and then we'll be back at it on Tuesday. You know, I've always got my cell phone with me if people need some help or just have a quick question, they need to contact me. I'm more than happy to take their call and answer any questions they may have and help them through their legal problems. Like I said, the legal process can be long, it can be time-consuming, it can be a little scary for people. So I want to help them through that and get them where they need to be and help them out any way I can.
Yeah, again, give us it's OlympusLegal.com. You can go on and read all about what Matthew Jones and the people over at Olympus Legal do for you guys day in and day out. Give us the number again.
Yep, it's 801-707-7999.
Okay, so folks, if you have any questions, he's going to take some time off, but believe me, Matt is on his phone a lot. So either you can research and look at the firm and look at all that they do on OlympusLegal.com, and then with specific questions. And again, in my life, the biggest advice I would give my kids, among other things, would be, you know, don't be afraid to ask questions, because you don't know what. There are no stupid questions. And if it's a thought that you have that you don't have an answer to, in your world, you're patient enough to handle all these questions, and it may unlock something really important for a prospective client, right?
Absolutely. And I always tell people, the longer you wait, the worse the situation can get. And I see it all the time where clients come in and they've waited months, even years to get legal help. And by that point, we're way down the line. It gets a lot more difficult to help them out. So the sooner they get in and talk to me, the sooner I can help them out and help prevent these things from happening rather than be reactive to them. So.
Right. Okay, OlympusLegal.com for more information, or go ahead and give Matt a call, 801-707-7999. Thanks so much, Matt, and enjoyed it. Have a great weekend. Stay safe, and I look forward to talking to you down the road.
Great. Thanks a lot.